Welcome to the Simple Money, Simple Life podcast. I am Matt Erickson, and I'm your host. This is a podcast where we explore how simplicity beats complexity, especially in money matters. We explore investing, personal finance, and how to live a simple and awesome life. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 81 titled Sales, What a Joke. So, happy summer to all of you. Happy 4th of July weekend. And it's a great holiday to celebrate America and what's amazing about it. A lot of people get down on the United States and on politics and on things that go on in this country. But those of us who have spent some time in other countries, I think, have maybe a little different perspective. I so much appreciate getting to live in the United States and the wonderful benefits, privileges, and what an honor it is to live here. And I am grateful for all those who have suffered, died, fought, sacrificed so that we could have this beautiful country to live in. And thankful for all of those wonderful people who have done that for us. So on a personal note, I went to my first two country concerts this last week or two. I went to Garth Brooks, that was down in Salt Lake City. And I went to Sawyer Brown and some other dude that came up here to Logan. And, you know, I'm not a country fan, obviously, or I probably would have attended a country concert before now, but my wife is. And so Garth Brooks was interesting. It took forever to get into the stadium. It took forever to get out. Every seat was filled. It was packed. People were standing on their feet cheering and idolizing him and just going crazy the whole time, clapping, singing. I probably was the only one in that stadium who did not know the words to his songs and was not singing and dancing, so I was a little bit out of place. Nevertheless, I had a good time. It was fun to be there. The other concert, one of my wonderful neighbors who sponsored the concert, helped sponsor the concert, gave us some tickets, and so we had really close seats for Sawyer Brown and the other guy who played after him, and it was really good. We had a good time, and Sawyer Brown, I liked him. I liked him better than Garth Brooks, quite honestly, even though I think Garth Brooks makes like $90 million a year. I like Sawyer Brown. He had some sweet dance moves too, so he was fun to watch. I also went, I think since I recorded last, maybe I can't remember if I've said anything about this, but I went on a trip with our church group and a couple of my sons down to near Escalante in Utah. We hike some really cool places and drop down through ropes and rappelling down into some really cool gorges and canyons and just saw some breathtaking scenery. So it's awesome to be able to go to the desert and see the beautiful things. For those of you who haven't been to Utah before, I would recommend you make a trip. The northern part of Utah where I live is beautiful. The southern part is beautiful as well in a very different way. The desert and the red rock and just all that it has to offer is pretty amazing. It was hard to get to where we went. A lot of dirt roads and not very good dirt roads, but it was great. It was a great experience for the kids, the boys that went with us, because there was some challenging, it was 105 degrees one day, some challenging hikes. The fear factor of going down, dropping a few hundred feet into a canyon and the rope's only thing that's holding you up and keeping you alive is pretty scary, but the boys all did it, and I was super proud of them for being able to do that. I've also been able to go to some basketball tournaments that my youngest has been playing in. That's been a lot of fun to watch him play and get ready for high school basketball. And also, it's been interesting. I bought a new lawnmower, which is cool. I decided to go with a battery-powered mower. I never saw myself doing that, but it's an Ego, and it is awesome. I got the one that has a 70-minute battery power, and it's really quiet. It cuts really well. It does not make you smell like gas and other odd fumes after you get done mowing. It starts up really easy. There's no pole start. There's no filter or oil to change. And so far it's been really nice. I've really enjoyed it and hope it can. It's also very lightweight. It's very different than a typical lawnmower, but I've been enjoying it so far, but I have been reminded of the really how much money it costs to own a home instead of rent. I mean, It's just fresh on my mind as I dropped like $800. Well, my wife bought it for me, but she dropped like $800 on this lawnmower and, you know, all the other things that we spend money on to have a house. I wouldn't change it because I love being a homeowner. But for those who hate taking care of a yard, hate dumping a bunch of extra money into things to take care of a yard and a house, don't get sucked into the paradigm of I have to own to be happy. I think certain personality types would do better renting, quite frankly. And if you hate that, the yard part of things, also there's opportunities to own condos or smaller places that don't have a yard and can kind of cut that out of your life if you see that as a nuisance. I kind of enjoy taking care of a yard and enjoy those parts of home ownership. Although it can be a bit of a hassle. I was up on a ladder fixing a gutter the other day. It was one of those times where I had somebody come and look at it. He was going to charge me $160 to fix it because that's their minimum. And I just decided to give it a shot. Got up on a ladder. Took me about 10 minutes to drill some new holes in the piece, put some screws in, put it back together. Anyways, I'm not really a mechanical guy, but I was proud of myself for doing that and saving $160. Sometimes things aren't as hard as we think they are. Anyway, getting back to the title of the episode about sales, this was inspired by an event I went to. Hopefully none of my local listeners will be offended by me sharing this. I hope I don't offend anybody or hurt anybody's feelings, but one of a local company that I won't say their name, but they hire a lot of people here. They have a great reputation for being a really good employer and they sell things like pillows and sheets and they're very kind of cutting edge and really have a great reputation. Anyway, they did this sale. And so they broke it into, I think, 3 different days and they gave out these special family only passes on the first day, gold passes. And so we were lucky enough to get these gold passes. And then they gave out silver passes that came in 2 hours after that. And then they gave out some other ones for the other 2 days. And then there was a general public one. Anyway, I thought because we were special and had a gold pass, we'd be able to kind of walk right in, check it out, buy some new pillows and things for a discounted price and walk out. Well, I was completely wrong. So we are driving down the highway to get to this place and the whole street is backed up. The whole highway is backed up like there's been a terrible accident. And there was no accident. It was just people lining up to go to this sale. So anyway, it took us about probably 30 minutes to get kind of off the highway into the parking lot. And so they had fields and parking lots and things where you park. It took forever to park. And then we had to stand in line in the hot sun. It was just beating down on us. And we had to stand in line for an hour. It was on the west side of the building, so the sun was right on everybody. It took an hour to get into this thing. And once we were in, they were only bringing in 50 people every 5 minutes, and there was a huge line. Once we got in, the warehouse was big, but it was completely packed full of people. Lines everywhere. I would say if you bought something, you'd probably be in line for another hour or so. And there were people that had just shopping carts full of stuff. I mean, people were gathering stuff up almost like it was the end of the world or something. And they were just kind of grabbing things and piling them in their carts. And it was a bit of a disaster. I mean, I'm sure it satisfied the company's expectations because they moved a bunch of product. They were obviously overstocked and overproduced, and they were obviously able to move a lot of product, and a lot of people were able to get really good things for low prices. But when I got in there, we stayed there a while but and looked to see what we could find, but I just wasn't willing to stand in line for another hour after, and it was really crowded. And so it got me, I kind of noticed some things while I was in there. I really wonder if a lot of the people were buying way more than they needed or wanted because of all the people and all the pressure and all the, I got to scoop this up and get this before somebody else does mentality, because it really seemed like that with people, how much people were buying. And so it was kind of crazy. So it got me thinking about sales. I've been to some other sales too for some stores around here and just kind of noticed the human dynamics that evolve at those things. Sometimes on Black Friday, I've noticed videos and other things of people just kind of trampling each other to get to products and lining up in the middle of the night to get in. And I don't want to offend any of you because I know I'm in the minority in my opinion here. So please just take it as my opinion. You don't need to see the world through my lens, but I think it's all a big joke. I feel like oftentimes sales completely manipulate the customer because we think, oh, it's a sale. Therefore, I got to get there and I got to get stuff. And oftentimes we go to a sale and buy things that we have no business buying or that we don't need or even want. We buy them because they're cheap and because it's a sale and because other people might get it. And so I want us all to kind of be aware of that human tendency. And like everything is 100% off if you don't buy it. So if you just don't go to the sale, then you don't spend any money. Sometimes people will buy things at a sale and then it will sit with the price tags on. For example, a lot of people, if you go look through your closets, you may find some clothing with still the price tag on them that you got because it was on sale. And so I would just kind of stop and pause and think about when you go to the next sale, why you're going, if you really want to be there. Now, you know, if it's your thing and you really like it, go for it. For me, when I was standing in that warehouse like a sardine, it occurred to me, I've known this about myself for a long time, I hate being in situations like that. I find it very suffocating and unenjoyable. And just like the consumerism, sometimes it just kind of bugs me and wears me out. So it was not a good experience for me to be there. And I think it's kind of good to be aware of those kind of tendencies that you might have before you get kind of hooked into a sale and get taken to the cleaners by the company that's throwing the sale. Kohl's is a company that's notorious for this. They do these 30% off sales and everything is marked up in their stores so that it can be on sale. And it's kind of their practices have kind of rubbed me the wrong way and I've stopped shopping there for the most part. I'll once in a while go there, but I do not like how they do their Kohl's cash and their mark everything up so that it can be on sale. It's just, it seemed manipulative to me. So I think it's, interesting because we have a lot of other options to buy things. Like shopping online has created a whole new experience if you can do it carefully and thoughtfully and not impulsively. It's shopping online. You don't have to typically wait in lines or feel pressure from other people. You can take your time. You can do it on your time frame. You can do it from the comfort of your home. There's really no stress, no driving, no parking. I think online sales are awesome. Sometimes there's different softwares that and computer systems, and Microsoft has one and Capital One has one where it will run automatically kind of all the sales that might be on that item for you to scan to see if they can find you a coupon that might work. So that's kind of cool. And so I think one thing that we can consider is like one thing I've done as I've gotten older on clothing, I've kind of narrowed down what kind of things I like. And so when I go to stores and sales and stuff, it's just not tempting for me to buy things if it doesn't fit into what I like. And so there's certain brands, certain styles that I like. And I've found that if I go outside of that very far, it's just stuff I end up not liking. And so right now I only own clothing that I like and I just don't buy stuff, even if it's cheap, if it's stuff I do not like. And that helps us to kind of not fall prey to gimmicky sales as often or just buy crap we don't need. So there's other sales tactics I've seen out there too. Just a quick story. You guys have probably heard of the timeshare presentations where you get a free night stay somewhere or some kind of a prize if you sit through their horrible presentation that often can last 3 hours. So I've been to two of those. I went to one at Bear Lake, is a lake kind of on the border of Utah and Idaho. And I went to one at the Canyons, which is up by Park City. They were both equally awful. The one at Bear Lake, the guy, I think, was sure that he had sold us on the timeshare concept. And when we told him no, he got so mad, he went red in the face and had to excuse himself for a few minutes before he came back to talk to us. And the other ones were really pressuring us too. Our kid was playing in some other area and we felt he was little at the time. We felt like we really needed to get back to him, and they were just dragging it out and taking forever and really applying the pressure to get us to sell. And so I decided after the second one we did like that, it just wasn't worth it to do that anymore. It puts, even though we knew we were going to say no, it was still not worth it to do that. And so putting yourself, especially if you have a hard time saying no to people, beware of the free steak dinners or the free overnight stay somewhere where people can really apply the pressure and try to manipulate you. There was another one time where I got a piece of mail that had a car key on it, and it had some clever message about come see if this key starts the car. It was gimmicky as well. Most people are not looking to give away stuff. They're not really looking out for the customer. It's just a clever way of marketing to enhance their profits. And so if we know the game that salespeople are playing, it's easy for us not to get hooked into their game where we can play our own game. So I was talking to a friend the other day who just bought a new car, and he said he buys his cars online, and that helps him negotiate from a place of power and where he can not get sucked into any of the emotional games of the salespeople. So I thought that was kind of a cool and clever idea. I hope you guys are all having a fantastic summer. I did want to thank someone, I'm not sure if this is how you pronounce the name on the iTunes, Natso Bean. Anyway, she gave a 5-star review, which I super appreciated. This is kind of pathetic to admit, but I hadn't gotten a review for quite a few months, actually. So it was really nice that she took the time to leave a positive review and leave some remarks about the podcast. I just want to thank her for leaving that and for being so kind with your review. And also, I know you probably get sick of me asking, but if you could leave a review on the podcast platform of your choice, that would be super helpful. I just haven't gotten too many of them. I'm still one away from 50. And so hoping to get past that. And that way the podcast can spread to other people the message of financial independence, financial freedom, financial flexibility, simple living, and all the things that I like to talk about on this podcast. Hope you guys have a great couple weeks. Until the next time, remember the simple life is a good life.